Neil's done a wonderful job there, and it's another example of an English manager that's probably outperformed the resources that are available to him, but doesn't get the recognition that he deserves, in my opinion. The length of time he's been there, the experience that he's gained, and what he's had to contend with and deal with, he's just got on with it, and very quietly, but very good, in my opinion. And we were aware that on Saturday we'll be going into a very difficult game, but it's one we're looking forward to, and it's one that we've got to take a hell of a lot of confidence from in terms of our last three away games. Charting away, fighting till the end to get a last minute equaliser, then backing that up with a wonderful away win at Rochdale, and then at Oxford, a performance that merited more than what we actually got.
Yeah, things are looking particularly positive on the road at the moment. More, perhaps more so than at home, if that's the right phraseology.
No, that's it has in that sense. It's been frustrating at home, but away form has been, we've been good, and we've actually converted the performances into positive results, and we've got to continue that.
Spoke to you a week ago about your dilemma, who plays in goal, and yes. you went with Joe Lumley. Yeah. Were both goalkeepers pretty fine with that, Gary?
No, Joe was delighted that he got the nod. He's played two games for us now and kept two clean sheets, and he's going to be a hell of a goalkeeper, in my opinion. He's got to keep progressing and keep working ever so hard, as he has done. But Christopher was rightly so. He was upset, and I had every sympathy with him because he'd done ever so well for us. But you can bet your bottom dollar he's fighting to get that jersey back. So it's healthy competition.
I know from over the years you're not one to spend ages poring over a league table at any stage of a season until you get to the final throws of it and
That's
know where
right.
you stand. But in terms of a win this weekend at Wimbledon, it would create a little bit of daylight at this stage, wouldn't it, between yourselves and looking a little bit over your shoulders?
We've got 18 games left. We want to win as many of them as we possibly can starting Saturday. There isn't a great deal wrong, in my opinion, in terms of our performances and how we're going about it. The obvious thing that's been lacking is enough goals on a regular basis. The fact that, like I've said to you earlier, Carl Vassell's missed 11 games, he's still our top goal scorer with 8 goals. That paints a picture and tells you the story of where we're at. So hopefully, if we can bring somebody in that just adds a little bit of help to that department and we can start on Saturday, then, we'll be looking up the table.
I'm guessing this time last year, your league position probably wasn't too different, was it?
I was going to mention that as well, because you're 100% right. It wasn't too dissimilar to where we are now. And that's the experience that we're drawing on as well from last season, is that even as later than this, and I think it was something like the middle of February, end of February, we were 14th in the league. So we're working hard to keep the spirits going, keep the positivity around the place, get the people back and get ready for, like I say, 18 big games.